Now, finally, we've got some common sense coming from a political party in terms of education policy. Been a while coming, this. My guest on the show last night was Tim Smith, the Victorian shadow spokesman for education. Now, he, you might recall, promised a future coalition government in Victoria will declutter the curriculum and get back to basics. Hooray. There'll also be a greater focus on the history of Australia. Hooray, and Western civilization. The policy, as I said, is well overdue, given the stagnating scores we're seeing in numeracy, literacy, and of course in science. My next guest is no stranger to this idea. He's been calling for an overhaul of what's been taught in our classrooms for years. Dr. Kevin Donnelly, a senior research fellow with the Australian Catholic University. He also co-chaired, don't forget, a review into the national school curriculum, and he joins me on the line. Kevin, hope you're well.
I'm very well, thank you.
Was it refreshing to hear what Tim Smith and the opposition in Victoria are proposing?
It was, great news. You're right. I've been arguing this for many years now. About 10 years ago, I wrote a book, Why Our Schools Are Failing. More recently, another book, Dumbing Down. And like many parents, I've been very much concerned about falling standards, about political correctness in education, about how in Victoria, for example, but around Australia, programs like Safe Schools are more about left-wing political ideology rather than teaching the basics.
And there, of course, Tim Smith said to me that that's completely gone, as it should be. And we've got hope in New South Wales, not just with the current government, but Luke Fowler coming out against it as well. It's a good thing. But just going back to the curriculum itself, is it indeed, in terms of being cluttered, where is, or if there is a key area, is there a key area that requires immediate attention?
Definitely, and you mentioned, testing. There are international tests, PISA and TIMSS. Also, what they call the National Assessment Program, Literacy Numeracy, which is an Australian one, at years 3, 5, 7 and 9. All of those show a downward spiral in terms of standards. So over the last 10, 20 years, notwithstanding the additional millions we've spent on education, standards are going backwards. So back to basics, very much needed. A lot of kids are going from primary school into secondary school, for example, behind the eight ball, if I can use that expression, when it comes to being able to read, write, to do basic arithmetic, as we used to call it. And so there's an urgent need in primary school, in the junior years in particular, to raise standards, to have a more rigorous curriculum, and to get rid of a lot of what, frankly, parents should be doing.
Have we got, well said, have we got enough teachers skilled in these basic skills to impart that knowledge, quickly, appropriately to young people?
Well, one of the issues here, and it really is quite frightening in a way, many of the teachers now who are, say, aged under 30 went through an education system where they were not taught the basics, as it were, and many have actually graduated from teacher education without knowing how to teach literacy, how to teach reading, and they lack the confidence, especially in primary school, to often teach science and mathematics.
Jeez.
So there's an issue here about teachers' ability, but I would hope most teachers, the overwhelming majority of teachers, are genuine and sincere. They're hardworking. And then, unfortunately, what's going to have to happen is that the governments around Australia will have to invest more into teacher professional development.
Yeah. Look, I noted even yesterday when Tim Smith was making his announcements with the leader of his party, Matthew Guy, that again, the Premier, when asked about it, went straight to the money question. Who do you trust to cut funds for education? Of course, it's the conservative side of politics. And despite the many times I've heard you and Alan in particular argue about this idea that it's silly, foolish to think that all the extra dollars bring greater success when the results obviously show the opposite. How do we cut through with people? It's a hell of a job, isn't it, to say to people, no, this is all right. The cutting money thing is not the issue here.
Well, I think the penny's dropped. The reality is that many parents know, a lot of employers know, even at university now, a lot of first-year courses, students go into those courses not properly prepared, and lecturers talk about the fact that these first-year students need remedial help. the penny's dropped, I think, that standards are not as they should be. And it's obvious with increased investment, really, standards have not improved. And I think people are realistic now. They understand that you can't keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result.
Yeah. I noticed you wrote in News Limited papers last week about the attacks on the 26th of January by the Greens leader Richard D. Natale. I guess it's important for students to know about Australian history, but you get a sense that perhaps not enough is being taught there. Is that what you found?
When we did the National Curriculum Review, Ken Wiltshire, I co-chaired with him, we had a lot of submissions from people around Australia arguing the case, well, when you look at history, for example, but also literature, music, art, not enough is being taught about Western culture, about, for example, in politics, if we talk about our Westminster parliamentary system, concepts like habeas corpus, separation of powers. If you go back in history to Magna Carta, it's all very well, and I have no problem with teaching about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander history, which is there, by the way. It's there right across the curriculum. But at the same time, we should be doing a lot more to teach about Western culture, because it's obvious that we are a Western liberal democratic country, and that's why so many millions of people over the years have wanted to come and live here.
Mm. What do you say, before we leave this conversation, in relation to the policy from the Victorian opposition? I note the University of Melbourne professor John Polisol, I think his name is, he says this is just an attempt to engender concern about the current curriculum. It's, he said, just an attempt to generate votes. Are parents well enough connected, in your experience, to what's happening now in the classroom to actually know that what the opposition is suggesting is probably worth a go, given the fact that we've thrown money and confused the hell out of the curriculum and got such a poor result?
When you look at the policy that was released yesterday, it's actually very well thought through, very well researched, and it's not just about vote catching. It's really putting forward a view of education, which I agree with, and when we did the National Curriculum Review, our report argued in a similar fashion. It's putting forward a view of education, which is about having a rigorous, academically based curriculum, giving teachers the time to teach well, and getting rid of a lot of cultural left ideological programs. Now, it's not about vote getting, and in relation to parents, you only have to see over the last, say, 10, 15 years, the number of parents who are voting with their feet, sending their kids to Catholic and low-fee-paying denominational schools in particular, to realise that parents are genuinely concerned about standards and about issues like discipline and what's being taught or not being taught.
Yeah. Kevin, appreciate your time very much. We always learn a lot when you and I speak, and I wish you well. Talk to you again soon.
My pleasure.